And we're going to go now to Richmond, Virginia, and to Bob Holsworth. He's a political science professor at Virginia Commonwealth University. And Professor Holsworth, I wonder, you know, Virginia has an open primary. People could go in and pick up, if they're an independent, pick up a Democratic or a Republican ballot. How do you think that might have affected the results you're seeing in your state today?
Well, clearly it could have had an impact because the initial exit polls show that about 30% of the Democratic electorate were either people who consider themselves independent or even Republicans. So in this election, Obama competes a little bit with McCain, and clearly I think Barack Obama did very well with these voters, and I believe that John McCain wished that they were in the Republican primary voting for him.
It also seems that Barack Obama may be eating into some of Hillary Clinton's core constituency, doing, I believe, fairly well with women, with not so poorly with older voters, too, although they're still tipping toward Hillary Clinton by and large.
Yes. I mean, I think that while Hillary Clinton still has some base of support, the votes that Obama is now getting has to show that the Clinton campaign is in an extraordinarily perilous time because this movement that we're seeing here in Virginia is, I think, fairly extraordinary. And unlike some of the other states, Virginia is a place that is very likely to be competitive in November. I don't think the Democrats can write off Virginia or the Clinton folks can write off Virginia as a place like Idaho or Montana where the Republicans always win and the Democrats won't put much effort. If the Democrats are going to take the presidency in 08, they're going to have to add to the Kerry states, and Virginia is a place where they're going to have to look.
That's an interesting point because there has been a lot of talk about Virginia turning more blue than red, and you, it sounds like you really think that that could be a pronounced effect come November. You think Virginia could end up in the Democratic column for the first time in a long time.
Virginia has not voted Democratic since 1964, but we're no longer a red state. We're probably not a blue state either. We're a purple state. And if the Democrats look at those handful of states that they would like to add to the states John Kerry won, they have to look at Ohio, Florida, and I think they absolutely have to look at Virginia. And I think Barack Obama is extraordinarily comfortable here. He barnstormed the state on behalf of Jim Webb last year. He's done extraordinarily well this evening. He has the support of folks like Tim Kaine and Doug Wilder. If he's the nominee, I think it's almost guaranteed that they're going to make a big push at Virginia.
Just last question here, Professor Holsworth. Do you think that Virginia stands as a model for things we might be seeing in primaries to come in some of the big states coming up, Ohio, Texas, Pennsylvania?
Well, probably the demographic here is a little different than Ohio and Pennsylvania and Texas. But what it does show is that the Obama campaign, if he has time to campaign, if he has time to come somewhere and go around the state, that this is a movement that is not going to be easily derailed, that at the moment Hillary Clinton's campaign, I think, is in deep trouble, and they're going to have to find some way of turning this around, some way of stopping this Obama momentum that they've yet to discover.
Okay, Professor Holsworth, thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bob Holsworth is a political science professor at Virginia Commonwealth University. He spoke with us from Richmond.
Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington editor, and he joins us in the studio. And, Ron, just to recap, Barack Obama is the projected winner in Virginia. The polls are still open in Maryland and the District of Columbia. The race in Virginia is still too close to call between John McCain and Mike Huckabee. That was a bit of a surprise for the McCain campaign. They thought that that he would do quite well there.
There probably is a relationship, Michelle, between the ratio by which Barack Obama is winning in Virginia and the narrowness of the margin on the Republican side, because the independent vote does appear to be going heavily to Barack Obama, and that was something that John McCain had relied upon in many states to give him his margin.
And looking at that race, you know, that explains what's gone on with the independent vote. There's also the question we've just been talking about, where those conservatives went.
Yes, there is a body within the Republican Party. It is social conservatives, by and large, many of them religious conservatives, many of them evangelicals. And that group of people is naturally attracted to Mike Huckabee. Plus, you also have a certain number of conservatives who may have very different views on a number of issues, but who just are not warmed up yet to John McCain. They see him as a maverick and an apostate.
And just very quickly, what does this mean for John McCain going forward?
Well, he's still going to be the Republican nominee because the roof is not going to collapse. I think he's going to win elsewhere, and he's going to win elsewhere in the weeks coming. But it is discouraging in his efforts to unite the party.
That was NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you.